our movement has a saying that, you know, if you're not at the table, you're probably on the menu. And our intention is to ensure that our place at the table as this conversation moves forward.
That was Eddie Bautista, Executive Director for the New York City Environmental Justice Alliance, at a meeting in downtown Manhattan today. Bautista was speaking for a group of 40 organizations who want to be involved in any of the discussions around Hurricane Sandy rebuilding efforts, and who say the efforts should be grassroots-led and include the priorities of poor people, neighborhoods of color, immigrants, and workers.
In terms of our long-term interaction with government, the whole notion of environmental justice means that some communities have been disproportionately, for decades, burdened by society's heaviest industrial and heaviest infrastructure uses. So just by sheer virtue of how our communities look, it's clear that government has a legacy of treating some certain communities less than others. And so just from sheer virtue of decades of that kind of infrastructure and planning development, we recognized that we needed to take a proactive step and not wait to see a plan that doesn't work for us, but rather put forward something that spoke more directly to our priorities.
The Sandy Regional Agenda Report will go to the staff of the Governor's Office, the Mayor's Special Initiative Team, and the Federal Rebuilding Task Force with requests for meetings in the coming weeks. Anna Bautista is Environmental and Planning Program Director for the Ironbound Community Corporation in Newark, who said one of the reasons they joined the regional group was if you looked at the coverage on television, you would think the only people affected by Hurricane Sandy were on the Jersey Shore.
And in fact, the two largest cities, metropolitan areas of New Jersey, Jersey City and Newark, okay, more than 500,000 people live, when the majority, the bulk of the population of Jersey, were hit by this storm in a variety of ways, many of them directly impacted by storm surge, and very little coverage, very little talk is going on about the investments that need to be made in the northern part of the state that has all the industrial infrastructure that supports the bulk of the population of New Jersey. And many of our communities are vulnerable communities that sit. It's not just Hoboken and the Gold Coast. They have a beautiful Gold Coast there, but then there's the rest of the coast. I don't know what you call our coast. Maybe we're the Bronze Coast. but you know, there's that side of that story of on the New Jersey side, I don't think has been told, has not been seen, and is certainly not probably getting the attention it deserves in terms of the recovery and the long-term planning and investment that needs to be made. And so for us, it's really critical that we join in a regional effort to raise up these issues of vulnerable, largely urban industrial parts of this region that were hit and impacted. So.
And absent, too, from most coverage was the plight of those living on the North Shore of Staten Island, where Beryl Thurman is Executive Director of North Shore's Waterfront Conservancy of Staten Island.
What we're actually looking to do is to make our waterfront more resilient. We have a working waterfront, industrial, maritime, various types of M3, M2, and M1. Those are manufacturing 1, 2, and 3. And for a long time, we've asked for remediation at our waterfront of different properties because we have legacy contaminants. We have contaminants that date back to 1838. With lead poisoning, and we're in the process now of working with the EPA. The EPA has cleaned up that particular site, but we have a Manhattan Project storage site on our waterfront as well that needs to be remediated. And what we were looking for was to get these sites cleaned up before a situation like Sandy occurred, because we were watching what was happening all along the East Coast all along and saying if it's happening in New Orleans, if it's happening in Florida, it's just a matter of time before it happens to us. So we have been working with the EPA. We will continue to work with the EPA. We're hoping to work with DEC on getting our waterfront cleaned up and then having sections of that waterfront made resilient so that it protects the communities that are behind the waterfront businesses, because there's only a 75-foot barrier between our street and the main street, which is Richmond Terrace, and the waterfront.
Thurman said that after Hurricane Sandy, for 3 or 4 days, people who were doing cleanup didn't know what contaminants were in the water because many of the manufacturing businesses around them won't talk to them to tell them what they're making. The agenda is being released as the mayor's office is due to issue a report in May over its plans for rebuilding. The Federal Rebuilding Sandy Task Force is to submit their report to President Obama in August. There has already been seen the first cut of Sandy funding, where New York State has issued a one-week comment period and the city has issued their partial action plan for 2 weeks' public comment period. That ends April 4th, but most of the billions of dollars have yet to be allocated. Bettina Damiani is project director of Good Jobs New York.
I've read the partial action plan that the city put out last week. One of the concerns I think we have is, have they reached out and gotten comments back from people that are on the ground? And publicly they will say that they have done that, that they've been on the ground. And there's no denying that there are many communities, many people from city, state, and federal government were doing their best to help people in need. But there were gaps. And the materials that the city is providing to HUD really fails to address what those gaps are and how they're going to use that money to make sure that communities like these won't have the effects in future storms and will be able to use these funds to weave the neighborhoods back together. And one of the biggest concerns I have, and I always get the hair out on the back of my neck when I talk about this, we tracked 9/11 funds. And I can tell you that the legacy of 9/11 is luxury housing and the Goldman Sachs Tower. And unless the residents and communities and officials get together and talk at the same table, our legacy will be worse than that, because the impact of Sandy goes over so many different types of businesses and neighborhoods.
Damiani says these are examples of what not to do with special funds, and it would be a disaster to repeat that going forward with Hurricane Sandy rebuilding efforts and funding. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.